Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you to Ulrich and Xavier, Alan and Chris again for some very interesting presentations there. We've got a few minutes, and if anybody would like to ask any questions or put any views, we have some time. The gentleman in the third row there, please.
Yes. My name is Magdi Stefanos from the Egyptian Civil Aviation Authority. Actually, I want to thank Mr. Alan for his optimistic lecture. Yeah. But there is one question in my mind. I need an answer. Maybe it's so far about what we are talking. Every day, millions of million tons of fuel are burned to give heat, energy, for transportation, for warming. It doesn't affect the climate, it doesn't affect the temperature of the earth relative to the increase of CO2. Every day there is a temperature, there is the heat, there is an energy dissipated in the air. Is any modeling of such thing?
Would like to start on that. Alan's going to.
Yes, I'm sure that all of that heat does enter, and I'm not a climate scientist, so I'm probably the wrong person to ask, but I imagine that it's a relative, and this is where Ulrich will correct me, but I would intuitively imagine it's a relatively short-lived phenomenon, because when you get clear nights, I would imagine a lot of the radiation is radiated out. But I don't know whether Ulrich, whether you would like to come in. It's really not my field, to be perfectly honest. But it's an interesting point. I'd never really thought of it myself.
Sorry? I'm not sure whether I completely understood the question, but I understand that if you emit heat, certainly it heats the atmosphere and the Earth system. And so it adds to the climate change. It's of a few percent of the, or even less. How much is it, Robert?
10⁻⁶.
Yeah, so a very small fraction. So it's not extremely important. It's a small size. But if I may add something general, and if you allow me, Mr. Chairman, after having seen also the presentation of my colleagues, actually, which also impressed me, in which I think the colleagues had all very interesting and important presentations. At the end, because this is probably perhaps the last time that I'm sitting here, Jane Hoop, you at the beginning said there will be no decisions to be made at this Congress. And so actually I asked myself, why are we here if we make no decisions at the end? And I really see that ICAO is in the position to fail. Absolutely. They fail to do something for sustainability of the Earth and for sustainability of aviation, in particular of aviation. And perhaps you wait for a moment like the volcano outbreak which we have in Europe, and suddenly we notice that ICAO hadn't provided enough preparation for that. And now we may run to the same situation with climate. And I really think all sitting here, they should stand up and do something. Quickly, immediately, don't wait. I can't understand why the Americans still say that we will treat this problem alone with technology. I absolutely can't understand that. I can't understand why the Chinese people, politics in Copenhagen didn't agree to progress. I really, as a scientist, I don't understand the situation. Please make progress. Please make decisions. ICAO, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Jane would like to respond.
Thank you. I think just clarifying my intervention in the very beginning, we have many forums. We have forums for information, we have forums for decision, we have forums in this house for taking decisions as well. The decision will be taken in the next policy in the assembly. But we do need a place where we can talk and we can inform. And I think this is one of the examples of where information is lacking. We put, for the first time, a panel on adaptation in one event in ICAO. Why? because that was not a priority for us before. But I think, and I thank very much Xavier, in particular Xavier and Alain for the presentations, because that's exactly the flag that we wanted to raise. We were expecting, for example, from the part of the World Meteorological Organization, which were the ones we have invited, a bigger picture on the possible impacts that climate would have that could affect aviation. So I know, Ulrich, that, Mr. Schumann, that you have a big interest in contrails and the effects on contrails, etc. But our expectation here, because this is an informative forum, was to raise the flag on the bigger picture of climate change and how that could affect aviation. Because we do in ICAO think that there is a big responsibility of raising all those flags. And I think that, in particular in Alain's presentation, the flag was raised that we need really to look and research what are the implications overall that the aviation system will have if those changes come to fruition, and we have to be prepared. And I think this is the forum where those flags have to be raised, and then the call for more research, the call for action, has to come through our 190 states at the Assembly. And that's the moment where we have to take decision. This is a forum that's also necessary, because we cannot come together only to decide without informing. Only with sound information we can have this good decisions after in the right forum. So this is not the forum to decide. This is the forum to inform. And I thank you very much for the information that you have been providing. And I'm sure that will be very useful for us to continue on our research in that specific area that I think will be of high interest to aviation, because it can be a big impact for the operations. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. We have a question from Nancy Young from the Air Transport Association. Will you press your red button, Nancy?
It's actually a statement, because I think at this point we were given a challenge from the podium, and what I'd like to say is we're not waiting to act. Industry is acting. We put a concrete proposal on the table, but we're not just asking for it to be adopted by governments. We're following our own plan. We're driving the development of sustainable aviation alternative fuels. We've got significant targets that we're pursuing. You've seen action every day. That little newsletter that we handed out shows within the last few months the many, many actions that we're taking towards meeting our targets. And yes, we think that the program of action that ICAO has identified has the right elements, but it needs to be fleshed out. And that's what we're asking for the countries of ICAO to come around a global framework for addressing these issues. But industry is acting.
Thank you. We have a hand at the back there on the side. Would you like to press your lights on?
Yes, Lourdes Maurice from the United States. And again, there was a challenge and a specific point made to the United States. And I would invite Ulrich to visit our display and see the commitments that we have made and those commitments that I personally express in Copenhagen, our aviation side event. And as Nancy said, we are not waiting. We have a set of commitments that involve, yes, technologies, yes, alternative fuels, also market measures, standards. So it would be great to have, and I'm sure we will have an agreement between 190 states, but we are taking action.
Sorry, I didn't actually hear where you were from.
The United States, sorry.
Right, okay. The FAA? Okay. Any other questions or opinions or views? No? Okay. Well, on that note, I think that was a stimulating and interesting end to the day. We are now only 10 minutes late, so that's pretty good going. I'd like to thank IATA for sponsoring the cocktails after. Paul Steele isn't coming up here to make a presentation. He's going to say a few words outside later on. But as I say, he's asked me to ensure that you're to make sure that you're all invited, and he hopes that you will join him afterwards. Yeah, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the last session, tomorrow we start at 9 o'clock, and also please remember there's a slight change to the program so that the whole of the morning session will be devoted to alternative fuels. And my last duty of the day is to thank the four panelists of this closing session, Ulrich, Xavier, Alan, and Chris, and we wish you a good evening. Thank you.